Imagine that you want to reduce the losses and improve your profit numbers. For that, you need to consider most important factor, and that is how to control shrinkage. So as a owner and manager, you must know all the ways to control the shrinkage. So in this video, we are going to look at 15 ways to control the shrinkage. So let's begin. You might know the highest contributing reason of shrinkage is shoplifting. So we are going to look at all the preventive measures can be taken from the store, the things which are in our hands. See, when we are working on controlling a shoplifting, we cannot doubt every person who is coming in the store, and we cannot trust every person who is coming in the store also. So you may know the basic rule of retail sector. If we see anyone in 3 meter area, we smile with eye contact. If a person or a customer is coming in 3 feet circle area, then we approach them, we greet them. We'll get two benefits out of this. First, genuine customer will get a customer service, and second, the person who came with the intention of shoplifting, he or she thinks that everyone is watching, everyone is looking at him. He is not hidden anymore. This is totally depend on the situation, number of staff available in the store, and the footfall is coming in the store. So ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this. Controlling a shrinkage is not only a responsibility of a security or loss and prevention officer or a store manager. Every employee is working in the store having a bigger vision in their mind, and that is making a store profitable. And controlling a shrinkage is one of the major factor to control the losses, which ultimately help store to achieve a bigger, higher profits. So every employee is responsible to control a shrinkage. Though the floor employee or backend employee or maybe a cashier have their own different roles to play. Let's dig into shrinkage math. You know what? If you sell rupees 10,000 merchandise, if we remove discount percentage, then we get 20 to 25% margin, say in apparel. In grocery, it is even very low margin. But let's consider we got gross margin of rupees 2,000 out of sold 10,000 merchandise. If anyone does shoplifting of one item worth rupees 2,000, then all your efforts of selling 10,000 merchandise will go on toss. The efforts of selling those 10,000 merchandise involves not only a floor employee who sold it, but from that housekeeping employee, backend employee who is inverting this stock, tagging efforts, billing efforts, that distribution center people efforts, manager, security, and this list goes on. We are not valuing these employees' efforts if we are not taking a responsibility of shrinkage. A better visual merchandising is not only helpful to improve a store look, attract a customer, have a positive impact on sale, but it also helps to control a shrinkage. Imagine that store which is organized well, and imagine the store which is not at all organized well. If the store is not at all organized well in terms of visual merchandising, then we ourselves are giving an opportunity to a shoplifter to shoplift the products. Global counting is one of the best and impactful tool to control a shrinkage. If daily stock count is not possible, then make a list of high shrink items, high value items, and schedule daily, fortnightly, or weekly global count for listed items. Make employees accountable for their own brands or department. Increase the number of signages. You are under CCTV surveillance. Can take legal actions if found guilty. Be in touch with nearby owners or store managers. Frequently discuss on the point of shrinkage. See what all situations they have gone through. We'll get lot of learnings. See how they have managed it. You might know that in football match, positions of the player is already fixed. the goal key, the back key, the front players or forward players, etc. Likewise, floor employees should be segregated to all the departments. In your store, employees grouping will not only negatively affect on sales or service, it will also affect on shrinkage. So finalizing a positioning of your employees in all the store will help you to control a shrinkage, and that also help you to manage a setup. Small merchandise and high-sync products should be on the eyesight. Layout should be designed with considering margins, customer experience and shrinkage. As a manager, if you think that layout to be changed with the logical reason, then you should contact with the concerned people. Normally, two things happen in a trial room. First, customer buying decision, a final decision, and second, theft. How many quantity customers are taking inside for a trial and how many quantity he or she is bringing out should be checked with hard tags. Once it happened, there was one employee who was standing outside the trial room to check all the garments which are going in and coming back through the customers after trying. So one of the customer who took 4 garments while going in, and after 20 minutes of trying, he came back and he showed all the 4 garments to that employee. He left the trial room. So after 5 to 6 minutes, that employee got some doubt and he checked all the corners of trial room and he got to know that there was one hard tag. So he called that customer again and he checked his bag with a hard tag to all those 4 garments. So one of the costliest garment which was available in that bag didn't have any hard tag. So when we asked that customer, he said he don't know anything about the hard tags. So we don't know what was his intention, but we must look at trial room with 2 intentions or 2 objectives. First, it is a decision point of a customer, final decision point of a customer. And second, it is a shrinkage point also. It can be a leakage point. So this is how we can control a shrinkage. This is how we can control losses. And this is how we must improve our profits by controlling a shrinkage, ladies and gentlemen. Some shoplifters exchange a high value price barcodes with a lower value price barcodes and do billing. They take products out with making a bill and pay less than product's actual price. In this case, we don't get any quantity shrinkage, but we get value shrinkage, which contributes ultimately to store losses. We only can control this with a negative inventory analysis. This requires in-depth knowledge of a department, available merchandise and product mix. So as we all know, our next high shrink reason after shoplifting is employee theft. So in these cases, we must remember one mantra, and that is trust but verify. So on this basis, we can take few actions. I don't know I should tell you this or not, but this happened. There was one employee who was terminated due to an integrity issue from one retail store. And there was one another retail store has a huge lot of pressure of hiring completion. So they hired her without looking at the background. After 3 to 4 months, they came to know that she fired from a previous company. And you know what she said? She said, "This is not my mistake. You have not checked the background." So ladies and gentlemen, if the employee is experienced, then we must look at the background. See, whatever the pressure is, we must look at employee's background if employee is experienced, especially he or she previously worked with retail. At the time of interview, behavioral study can be checked. Few employees help external shoplifting also. In these cases, message of there is no any shortcut to success should be installed in every employee's mind. The leader can create this culture. Every employee should be in line with controlling a shrinkage and make store profitable. My store attitude or ownership attitude culture should be set by managers. Any employee came to know anything about fraudulent activity being conducted in store should be immediately informed to trustworthy seniors. See, the known fraudulent activity is not informed is also a fraudulent activity. I'm repeating, known fraudulent activity is not informed is also a fraudulent activity, ladies and gentlemen. This happened when one customer came to a store for exchange that Security looked at their bill and said, this is a wrong bill because this garment is not available in this bill. Then their customer said, this is the only bill provided by cashier when they took this product. So loss and prevention officer started investigating and looked at a CCTV footage, and that point of time they got to know that this cashier was playing around. This was a plan by cashier. He used to manually calculate all the product's amount and he used to collect from the customer, and he scanned only 80% of the products. 20% was his profit in return with his integrity. So we can control this only with a strict supervision. While exchanging the products, while doing a cashiering, while garbage out, while inwarding, while outwarding, strict supervision will help us to control a shrinkage in these cases. After employee theft, our next shrinkage reason is administrative errors. Normally, store owners, managers consider shoplifting as only reason of shrinkage. Administrative errors can only be controlled with discipline, a discipline of following every process. Shrinkage while doing the exchange can be divided into two parts. One, administrative errors, and second, employee theft. If it is done intentionally, then it's an employee theft. It is done to help friends and family of an employee, then it's an employee theft. And if it is done out of knowledge, lack of knowledge, then it's an administrative error. Employee might enter wrong quantity or wrong value. It may also integrity issue. Employee done it deliberately for own friends and relatives' benefit. So how it can be controlled? If you want to control it, the first step is you need to identify it. Track while returning the exchange products back on floor. See whether employee done re-tagging for it or not. You also can make a register to match it with system exchange quantity and value. When we found the problem, we have two ways. We need to identify that whether it is a by mistake or deliberate mistake. If it is by mistake, then training is a solution. If it is deliberate, then we can have an integrity policy actions on them. Our next reason of shrinkage is vendor errors. This carries very low percentage comparing to other reasons. Some vendors send less quantity to store with adding missing quantities in invoice. We only can control this by physical count while receiving a stock. Sometimes vendor add different quality or brand in invoice and they send different quality or brand to a store. While physical count, we must check quantity, quality and brands also. So ladies and gentlemen, no matter what is the size of your store, we must have ability to control a shrinkage. As being a manager, as being a owner or retail leader, we must develop a loss and prevention environment or a culture in a store. This will ultimately help us to control a shrinkage, reduce losses and make store profitable. This will also help us in a career development of employee and self. So ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of this video. This is Basavaraj Patil signing off. Until we meet again.